Hey, we're not sure what you've been doing, but Jack Ma just lost $3 billion. It's the business news headlines for Election Day, the third day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. With everything else going on today, Puerto Rico is voting on statehood. We've got some oil news. We've also got some interesting gun news. The Wall Street Report is coming up. As big tech workers flee Silicon Valley, where are they headed? And what's been the result? We'll share that story with you as well. Let's go. Let's get into the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I know what you're thinking about today, right? The election, yes? I got it. Okay, we're all thinking about that. And who wants to hear the business news anyway, right? Hey, I'm Michael Libby. I'm your host. And by the way, you can reach out to us anytime at IOB_NewsHour. Yeah, that would be our Twitter handle. You know, it's not every day that a person loses billions of dollars in net worth, but that's exactly what happened today as Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba and one of the richest people on the planet, lost $3 billion because China delayed the IPO of the Ant Group. First off, of course, what the heck is the Ant Group, right? Well, Ant Group, formerly known as Ant Financial and Alipay, is an affiliate company of the Chinese Alibaba Group. Ant Group is the world's highest valued fintech company and most valuable unicorn company. Ant Group was set to go public via a dual listing on the Hong Kong and Shanghai exchanges this week in what was expected to be the largest IPO in history. Ant Group was set to raise nearly $35 billion in proceeds from the offering, but the Chinese government stepped in and the IPO is on hold. Well, here's something you probably didn't know. We didn't. Puerto Rico has been a United States territory for 122 years. That's a long time. And today the country is holding its sixth non-binding referendum on statehood. In 2012 and 2017, the island's 3 million citizens overwhelmingly backed statehood, but Congress never took further action to admit Puerto Rico into the Union. Both of those votes were plagued by low voter turnout. In fact, less than a quarter of eligible voters cast votes in the 2017 referendum, which, by the way, was boycotted by opposition parties that support either maintaining the status quo or independence altogether. Well, this year, Puerto Ricans are hoping to send a clear message to Congress regarding their desire to attain the rights and privileges associated with statehood. For sure, Congress isn't under any legal obligation to abide by the outcome of the referendum, but proponents hope that particularly if Democrats are able to take control of both Congress and the White House, strong turnout and a decisive outcome will pressure federal lawmakers to finally take up the issue. Speaking of Election Day, a federal judge has ordered the U.S. Postal Service to immediately sweep facilities in several crucial swing states to locate any undelivered mail-in ballots and send them promptly to election officials. The order today by U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan in Washington covers USPS facilities in swing state Democratic strongholds like Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Houston, as well as Arizona and in South Florida. Those facilities must be swept by 3 o'clock today Eastern Time to ensure that no ballots have been held up. The Postal Service did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Well, it was all green on Wall Street today as investors shrugged off COVID-19 and instead focused on the election. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. OPEC Plus talks on delaying a January oil output increase gathered momentum today, with some top officials offering support to the effort. Algeria, which this year holds the OPEC presidency, said that both Saudi Arabia and Russia were pressuring fellow members to prolong the current oil supply cuts into next year rather than tampering with them as planned. Algeria supported the proposal, the first country to publicly do so. The result was that oil prices rose by over $3 a barrel to close in on $38. So we kind of know how you're feeling. Feel a little stressed, a little anxious. How about buying a gun? That's right, the anxiety and dread over 2020's pandemic and protests and presidential drama have consumed the country, and it's been reflected in our purchases. Retail therapy has turned into panic buying, and many industries are expecting product delays and shortages. Searches for bug-out bags, which are emergency survival kits, exploded back in March. All of it is taking us by surprise. Our eyes are on the election, but also on our neighbors, on our social media feeds, and on our deteriorating sense of security, both emotional and physical. Kind of maps the progress, right? People are looking for something that will make them feel a little less helpless. And when people feel powerless in this country, many of you head to the gun shop. There's no data on how many guns Americans buy in a typical year, but we do know there are more guns than people in the United States. In September, 1.8 million guns were sold. That's a 66% increase from the same time last year. For 7 months straight, sales have grown by over 50%. Something is different about 2020, though. There's been an onslaught of new gun owners looking to arm themselves in the event of a turbulent election aftermath. A Suffolk University poll found that 3 in 4 voters are worried about the possibility of violence today. Second Amendment rights have historically been a divisive issue, but according to a retail report from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, 40% of sales between this past January and April were to first-time gun buyers. In addition, many of this year's first-time gun owners come from some unexpected consumer groups. Gun sales to African Americans are up by 58%. Mark Olivia, the NSSF's Director of Public Affairs, told CNN Business that they've never seen a year-over-year increase that large in African-American gun buyers. Sales to women, by the way, were also up by 40% this past September as compared to the previous year. Well, stocks finished much higher today, with the Dow up by 554 points to close at 27,480, and the NASDAQ gained 202 points, ending the trade at 11,160. The S&P 500 picked up 58 points to finish at 3369. What you might not know is this isn't a fluke. Historically, stocks have fared well on Election Day. And while they're not taking any bets, the markets have lately been buoyed by the thought that Joe Biden will win and that Democrats will take control of both houses of Congress. Now, usually, the stock market feels more apprehensive about Democrats than Republicans, but this year and this election, well, it's been unique. Investment banks have been saying for a couple of weeks that a Biden win and a win in the U.S. Senate will make for fertile ground for more stimulus dollars as well as major infrastructure projects. We shall see. And finally, there is this. It seems that tech workers are pulling up stakes and heading for the hills. Tech workers are fleeing San Francisco as many companies switch to long-term remote work. Many are flocking to western mountain communities around the Rockies, boosting wealth and energizing local businesses in cities like Boise and Park City, Utah. But the new residents are also transplanting another side of big tech, with high-paid workers widening wage gaps and increasing property prices in their new hometowns. In Colorado, some of the most popular cities have seen a median sale and list prices for homes increase, while price cuts in inventories have both declined. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. Remember to go vote if you haven't already done that. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.